Definitely not.
It's some match.
It was. I'd imagine it was a good match for the fans, or the neutrals probably, to watch. First half wasn't good enough. Sloppy goals. We weren't quick enough in possession. We gave them freedom with their goals. I don't know why. The way we set up the start of the game was exactly. Stennis were exactly the same we thought it would be. So there was no surprises and just didn't compete. So we had to change a few things around, a few kind of choice words at half time, and a completely different team second half. We still looked vulnerable at the back, but we just asked our team to go forward and score goals and take chances at the back. And it paid off in the end. So, no, I'm delighted. Showed they were big and strong, and fitness wise, we were great. Kept going to the end of the game, and they were lying down. And that's the time that it matters for us, where we can keep passing, and that's where we maybe get a wee bit of space. So, delighted with the win.
Great characters come back from two.
It's massive, especially at home where we've not been doing well recently and things weren't going for us. So it does show massive character for me. As I said, they never stopped, they kept believing. Maybe a couple of months ago that wouldn't have happened. Even when you're 2-1 up and you miss a penalty, and that belief goes again. But never showed it, took a fantastic strike, gets back in the game. And as I said, that's our fullback, 91st minute of the game, getting across. And our other fullback heading it back across. And Andy's scoring the winner, so delighted.
And that goal just before half time, was that important to get you back in it?
Very, yes. I see that gave us a wee bit of a lifeline because the first half was flat. That's not us, that's not the way we want to play. So it did, it gave us a wee bit of belief. Then we knew that we'd maybe hurt them a little bit. So it was important that we started the second half in the right manner. We did that, and as I said, we went from strength to strength.
Do you feel the worst when the penalty was missed as well? When you're kind of getting back into it, then you get the penalty. Yeah,
it disappointed. I thought it was a wee flat spell after that as well, and it probably took that goal to go again. But as I said, Kyle was fantastic. He grew strength to strength, kind of second half, and he was probably the one, the kind of catalyst that got us going. He was switching the ball side to side. Fullbacks were getting forward, and I said that's the way I want us to play. It is taking a wee chance at the back where we can kind of tighten up a wee bit, but we've got to try and score goals. And we did that today.
How is Gregor actually?
He's okay. He was just got a wee head knock, and he was a bit dizzy, and he kind of a black eye and stuff, and he couldn't see properly, and he was a wee bit dizzy. But as I said, precaution, just to make sure he was okay. And I said, I thought Stuart Urquhart was great. He came on. I did a wee bit extra. He's been doing really well for the under-20s recently, and I said I thought he was excellent when he came on.
How important was it to win today to follow up, the win here as well?
It's massive, yeah. Especially with the fortnight we've got coming up. We've got 4 games in 2 weeks against all the top teams. So it's important we win today. As I said, we got our start last week. We've spoke about that, and we needed to kick on. And we've done that today, and as I said, it shows a bit of character and a bit of desire from the team, and just delighted with them.
Stennis here must hate the sight of them for in the last minute quite often now.
Yeah.
They could have got a winner.
They could have, yes. I said they got a free kick towards the end. You're waiting on that, but Ryan Scully had a fantastic save. I think it was 2 each at the time, I think. So you credit that, because he said it was a great save for him. And he said, but we kept going. And that's the most important thing. Late winners, they can be important, especially, as I said, that we're a fit, strong team. And if we can keep going to the 91st, 92nd minute, we'll get a wee chance. And got that today. 94th, all right, sorry. There was a wee bit of kind of added on time, a bit of time wasting. So from them, so it's came back. We've managed to get a goal in the 94th minute, didn't know as late as that. So they're all delighted.
A great confidence boost, really, ahead of those two important games.
It is, yeah. See, they're going to be big games, Stranraer. Four for Stranraer with 2 break-ins in between. So it'll be a busy period. But see, we've got a good squad. We've changed it about a wee bit. And Paul George got 45 minutes. And David Hopcutt maybe wasn't at his best 45 minutes. So we decided to change it around. But we've got that now. We've got players that can come on, can change games. And that could be a big point in the remaining games of the season.
Right, lads. Cheers.